Riddell.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Gabon's President Ali Bongo urged friends all over the world to make noise after military officers said they had seized power and placed him under house arrest. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
I don't know what's going on.
Gabon's detained President Ali Bongo appeared in a video on Wednesday appealing for help from the international community.
Au nom du peuple gabonais.
That's after senior military officers announced early in the day that they had seized power and placed Bongo under house arrest.
I'm to send a message to all the friends that we have all over the world to tell them to make noise, to make noise.
However, on the streets of Gabon, there have been scenes of jubilation. Crowds lifted this senior officer in the air. He appears to be Brice Oligui Nguema, head of the Republican Guard, who was named late on Wednesday as leader of Gabon's transition.
That was Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Tropical storm Idalia brought heavy rain to the U.S. states of North Carolina and South Carolina late Wednesday after slamming into Florida's Gulf Coast as a powerful hurricane earlier in the day. The storm made landfall with winds of about 200 kilometers per hour, splitting trees in half, ripping roofs off buildings, and turning small cars into boats. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis told reporters Wednesday that crews have already begun the long process of cleaning up.
And they've probably gone through about 70% of the areas that they need to be able to check for people that are in distress. And, so far all signs have been positive.
Idalia knocked out power to nearly 500,000 customers in Florida and neighboring Georgia, while flooding coastal areas in Florida and spawning at least one tornado in South Carolina. Authorities reported at least two people were killed in weather-related car crashes in Florida, while Georgia reported at least one storm-related death. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has announced that nearly $100 million in funding is being sent to Hawaii to harden the Pacific state's electrical grid following a devastating wildfire that destroyed one town on the island of Maui. Steve Herman, VOA's chief national correspondent in Washington, has details.
President Joe Biden, speaking at the White House on Wednesday, asked for patience from residents of the Hawaiian island of Maui, where an August 8th fire sparked by downed power lines killed at least 115 people and destroyed the historic center of the town of Lahaina.
I directed my team to do everything we can for as long as it takes to help Maui recover, rebuild in a way that respects and honors Hawaiian traditions and cultures and the needs of the local community.
Some Maui residents have expressed frustration with the pace and level of government support following the fires. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, the National Weather Service on Wednesday warned that gusty winds and low humidity have increased the risk that fires could spread rapidly in the western parts of each Hawaiian island. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on Wednesday said the U.S. condemns North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch.
This launch is in violation of multiple United Nations Security Council resolutions and possesses a threat to the DPRK's neighbors and international community. We remain committed to a diplomatic approach to the DPRK and call on DPRK to engage in dialogue, as we have.
South Korea's military said North Korea fired at least two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea on Wednesday, hours after the U.S. separately deployed fighter jets for Allied air drills. A U.S. federal judge held former President Donald Trump's former lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, liable in a defamation lawsuit brought by two election workers in the southern state of Georgia who say they were falsely accused of fraud. Here's AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The two counted ballots at State Farm Arena in Atlanta. Giuliani alleged ballot fraud.
Ruby Freeman and Shea Freeman Morris and one other gentleman, quite obviously, surreptitiously passing around USB ports as if they're vials of heroin or cocaine.
Freeman testified before the House committee investigating the Capitol riot.
I've lost my name and I've lost my reputation. I've lost my sense of security.
Last month, Giuliani conceded his claims were false, but he is protected by the First Amendment. The decision moves the case toward a trial in Washington that could result in Giuliani being ordered to pay significant damages to the women. Giuliani claims he doesn't have the money. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Visit us at voanews.com for more on this and all the stories we're covering. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.